The following program is recorded content created by the Truth Network.
Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Okay, welcome back. Hope you're doing well today. Theology Thursday. We're going to go down the road of Christian traits. And my question for you, and I'm going to go through a bunch of them, and I've highlighted the ones that I think probably most of us really need to focus on these days, on the heels of yesterday's show, COVID Stand 2.0, grab your mask. We're going back into the masking world, whether you're vaxxed or not. And then we've got critical race theory, and we've got BLM, and we've got Biden, and we've got Trump, and we've got all these different things going on. We've got the economic challenges that we're facing. We have inflation. We have all kinds of crazy stuff going on, not only here in North Carolina, but around the country. In fact, of course, around the world. So my question for you, and I put it up on Facebook just a little over an hour ago, and it just crossed like 500 comments on this, on the radio show page, The Steve Noble Show at Facebook. And you can join us right here in the studio on Facebook Live as well as YouTube Live if you want to do that. Both channels there. It's just Steve Noble Show, so you can join us here in the studio. And that's also a question I have for you. So I want to remind you of the phone call. Based on the situation we're in right now here in the United States of America, which Christian trait do you feel most in need of? Now, we could look at Galatians 5:22. We could look at the fruit of the Spirit. There's a lot of places we could go. I've got a couple different lists here that I just was pulling together off the internet earlier today that I think would be helpful for us to consider. And I'll go through some definitions because we don't always get that right. But I'm curious for you, what Christian trait are you most in need of? You know, one or two. Don't call and give me a 10 or 12 or 15, but just one or two that you find yourself in particular need of in these current times that we live in. 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884, excuse me, or 866-34-TRUTH. What Christian traits here on Theology Thursday today, that's what I want to discuss. What Christian traits do you feel like you need the most? Okay, there's a whole long line out there. And when I was put this up on Facebook, both my personal page and the radio show page, on the radio show page in particular, because there's like 100,000 people on there, then it's just been a lot of answers, and it's thought-provoking, and it's something I think we can all learn from today, and I hope we do, as we come let us reason one to another, as we would read in the Old Testament. But for you, what is it? What do you really need more of, given the situation that we're in right now? And it might be something in particular to your situation, which might not be a national situation or an international situation, like the environment of politics that we're facing, all the stuff with COVID and vaccines and vaccine and not vaccine and all that mess, and masks and not masks, and all the division we've faced in the church over the last 15, 16 months, which has been more than I've seen in my adult life as a Christian. So I think it's a valid question and something we can wrestle with today and learn from each other as we put onto the table what Christian trait do you really feel like you need more now than ever, perhaps, just given the circumstances that we live in. 866-348-7884 is the number, as always. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. The phones are always interesting because usually everybody's waiting for somebody else to call in and go first. Like we never left sixth grade or something. So don't be afraid to call in. You don't have to be some super eloquent speaker. I'm just curious to see which one or two Christian traits do you feel most in need of these days, given the environment that we're in. Let me jump over here to Facebook Live because people have been sounding off here. And there's a lot of good stuff here, which is why I want to share this and give us some things to think about and perhaps be challenged by in your own life, your own walk with the Lord. Jennifer said, loving my enemies and praying for those who persecute Christians, and also remembering that vengeance belongs to the Lord. Jennifer got a bunch of people that agreed with her on that. Dennis said, wisdom for dealing with the evil endemic in our society. Michael said, loving and being patient with what's going on with this world. Patience. That's a hard one to come by, right? Jacques said, witnessing the love of God and death of Jesus on the cross as payment for our sins. So a focus on perhaps the gospel in and of itself, your salvation. Susan said, the virtues of faith, hope, and love. Faith in Christ Jesus' soon return. hope in Christ Jesus and ending those one world evil plots and love for those not awake and even for our enemies. It's another good one. Kit said faith that good will overcome evil. And we know that will happen in the end, right? But what about today? What about tomorrow? What about the rest of this month, the next month? What about August? Is faith going to overcome, will good overcome evil in August? I don't know. We know that it will eventually. Debbie said the truth about the gospel and how to be ready during these days. Courtney said love instead of anger and judgment. That's difficult. Perminia, that's an interesting name. Faith and wisdom to discern the times. Discerning the times, discernment, that's a big one on my list. Angelina, I've been praying for courage, joy, and discernment and how to use discernment when it's given. So that's the question. What do you need most right now as a Christian living in these crazy days? 866-348-7884. Would love to hear from you on that one today as we discuss this one to another. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go to Gary calling in from South Carolina. Gary, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hi. Great topic. And just immediately a resounding peace.
Yeah.
I need peace. And then as you were talking, it came to mind that I also need gentleness.
Those are elusive in these days. Yeah. I mean, peace kind of takes me to the gospel and the promises of God that are yes and amen in my life. And both currently, Gary, as you know, and in the future. But then what was your other one? You said peace. And what was the second one?
And gentleness.
Gentleness.
They go well together because without peace, it's hard to be gentle.
Yeah.
But there's so much division right now, even among the brotherhood, that we've just got to be gentle with each other and honor one another, even if we think the other guy's wrong.
Gentle has
peace.
That's right. Well, yeah, gentleness flowing out of peace. And, you know, we could dive into Galatians 5 right there and talking about the fruit of the Spirit. But gentleness, Gary, it's like. People think that's ineffective. You know, you really got to hammer away and you got to speak the truth. You got to tell people what they need to hear. And we lack gentleness all over the place. I know I do, especially online. It's like that doesn't cut through. Gentleness isn't going to get it done. And we just kind of buy the world's prescription for us that you just got to hit harder. Jesus himself was quite gentle, pretty much with everybody except the Pharisees.
We're crying out for it.
That's right.
For peace and gentleness.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless you, Gary. Thank you. Such great points. We're going to go to Alvin is calling in, also from Greenville, South Carolina, and a couple other callers there. I want to see what you need. What do you feel like you need the most in terms of Christian character in these crazy times? 866-348-7884. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH plus all my friends on Facebook. We'll be right back. Welcome. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show, Theology Thursday today, as we're just asking a pretty simple question. Which Christian trait, one or two, if you want to go one or two, that's fine. Which Christian trait do you feel like you need the most of these days? We need them all, okay? So let's not, I had a few people earlier on Facebook and stuff saying, oh, we need them all. You can't really just go through. Yes, you can. You can feel like your personal experience that I need more of this particular thing right now because of the circumstances I'm in. And so you can talk about the fruit of the Spirit, Galatians 5:22. You can go to 1 Corinthians 13, which is an incredible list of the attributes of love. Here's what love looks like. And go, yeah, I need more love in my life, which means all of this stuff underneath it. You can go to something I've been writing on in the Daily Dose just this week, and we'll continue. Colossians 3:12-17 starts by talking about what you put off, the old man, what kind of character traits you put off, and then what do you put on. And so people on Facebook have been chiming in for the last hour and a half. Faith and trust, baptism with the Holy Ghost. And I know what you mean, but that's not really the answer I was looking for. Leaning on God and patience, faith, holding my tongue, Nicole said. Self-control. That's a big one. Trust, a shield from evil, faith, love, patience, love, patience, grace, patience. Not being judgmental, meaning in biblically sinful judgmentalism, which means you cannot judge an issue of the heart because only God knows actually the issue of the heart. But faith and patience and prayer life. I need to pray more diligence in my prayer life. But patience and faith, honesty, a lot of that out there. So what is it for you? Because this is a list of now over 500 answers just in the last hour and a half. But what is it for you? What do you feel like you need the most Christian trait in this particular environment that we're in? Here's one list, and I'll jump back to the phones. I highlighted these because these really spoke to me. Adaptability, compassion, confidence, consistency, contentment, courage, determination, diligence, discernment, faith, fearlessness, forgiveness, gentleness, honesty, humility, joyfulness, kindness, love, meekness, power under control, mercy. We don't do that much anymore. Optimism. We struggle with that. Patience, as we've seen time and time again on Facebook. Peace, definitely. Self-control. Can I get an amen on self-control? I need way more of that. Temperance, trustworthiness, truthfulness. Okay, a lot out there. But what is it for you? What Christian traits do you feel like right now you need the most of? Let's go to Alvin, who's calling in from Greenwood, South Carolina. Alvin, thanks for calling. Sorry to keep you on hold. Go right ahead.
That's all right. The one that I'm looking at the most is unconditional love. I know that love is out there, but we're talking about unconditional love, no expectations, especially with the craziness in our world right now. I need to walk in love and be love manifested in the flesh, because if not, all those opposites of those things that you mentioned, they will just dominate our thought life, our actions.
Yeah.
So unconditional love with no expectations because of what's happening, all the erroneous, all the fallacies that's out there and things that are going on, even in the church. So unconditional love is more of that. I need to be full of that all the time without expectations and just unconditional love. No matter what they do, what they say, I got to love them anyway.
That's right, and that's a perfect example of when God makes a covenant with us based on his unconditional love. He's always keeping his covenant. We mess up, but he keeps his covenant. And I play this game all the time, Alvin. I don't know if you do, but I'm like, love becomes an if-then statement. If you do this, or if you agree with this, or if you say, then I'll show you love. Well, no, as a Christian, our love is unconditional. Alvin doesn't have to do anything. I just need to love him, whether you do something or not. That's a great one. That's what a great way for us to witness to a dying world that doesn't have much love at all. Alvin, thanks so much for calling. That's God bless you, brother.
Thanks.
You're welcome. I appreciate that. That was so good. Unconditional love. And I know some people go, well, don't allow yourself to be a doormat. Okay, I understand that. Love your neighbor as yourself. That's self-care, all right? Not to the point of pride and self-esteem, which is the lifting up of oneself. Be careful with that, but unconditional love is just mean I'm going to show people love no matter how much they treat me poorly. Think Jesus on a cross or being beaten by Romans or hit and slapped by Pharisees and all their ilk. Think about that. Let's go to Michael. Great day in South Carolina today. Michael, thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I'm at work. I'm at the landfill, so I had to make this quick and then listen to your response if that's acceptable.
Sure.
Self-control. And my reason is the whole list can come more natural and freely if you have more confidence and faith. And if you give Satan a foothold in any shortcoming, which self-control is basically giving him that. So it will affect all your other fruits, I think. For me, I struggle. I'm from an addictive, genetically addictive family. And so, even food, which you have to have, you know.
Yeah.
But if you're an addict by nature, all of the things you need and that are good, you can overdo. So, depression, if you have more confidence and faith and you feel the countenance of the Father, which you I think you're susceptible to feel that more if you're doing, you know, a better job at the self-control.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you very much for,
thank you, Michael,
for taking my call. And have
it's a great
day.
Point. Yeah, great. Thanks so much. You as well. That's a great point. And self-control, both positive and negative. Self-control, discipline. Right? To stay in the Word, to be prayerful, to turn off the TV or not turn it on. Choose how you start your day. Choose how you spend some time during your lunch. Choose what you do at night. Self-control can be positive and negative. But it does unlock the door to so many other things. You know, people on Facebook Live right now. Kindness. Celia said kindness. Well, self-control to deal down with my intemperance, self-control to deal with my dismissiveness, self-control to deal with my perhaps judgmentalism, and then it's easier for me to be kind. That makes great sense, Michael. I think that's a great point. Let's go to Paula, who's calling in from North Carolina. Paula, thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Mine is truth in love with bold action and speaking.
That is really good. Truth in love with bold action and speaking, because the obviously there's not a lot of truth out there, or it's hard to find it. But for us as Christians, truth and love, I think that's something we struggle with, Paula, that we go, hey, where's people of truth? Yeah, okay. And always be prepared to give an answer for the hope that you have, but do so with gentleness and grace, right? And compassion and patience. So truth is
exactly
important.
And I was,
go ahead.
I was thinking of two things. The two things were, number one, to be bold and courageous and truth and love and speaking the gospel, because people are searching, but I'm still afraid to be out there. And the second one is, to be able to speak back when I hear people perpetuating false statements about everything around me, and being not fearful and just speaking out.
Yeah.
Nobody seems to be pushing back.
Yeah, not a lot. And I think there's a lot of fear out there as well, that people are afraid to be bold because they have a spirit of fear, which obviously if you're a Christian, you haven't been given a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. Great points, Paula. Thanks so much for calling.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And now we sit there and go, truth, you got to speak the truth. And then we typically want to turn the truth into a sledgehammer and beat people over the head. But like I've said so many times, this is from a Tim Keller sermon. If you're all truth and no grace, you're a bully. On the other hand, if you're all grace and no truth, you're a coward. We'll pick it up there when we come back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, The Steve Noble Show. A good spiritual exercise today on Theology Thursday as we just consider, what Christian trait do you feel like you really need to work on? What do you need the most of? One or two things in the environment that we're in, the crazy political environment, the societal upheaval, COVID, vaccines, masks, yada, 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 everything going on in D.C., Joe Biden, Donald Trump, the divisions, which is the church in evangelicalism. There's more division in the church than I've ever seen. And then there's people out there that kind of stoke that. And like somebody on Facebook Live, who I'm sure she's a wonderful sister in Christ. She's very smart. She's a great writer. Julie Roys, who does the vast majority of what she posts are things she's finding out and investigating, kind of like an investigative journalist. And I really struggle with that sometimes, because I know in our flesh, in the reality of the business model, if it bleeds, it leads. And so you need to build an audience and get more people to watch the show, or get your blog or whatever, so that you can get more advertisements, so that you can make money. And there's nothing wrong with making money. We all need to make money. But sometimes I wonder if we get too far down that road of like the whole gotcha thing, and we jump on it, and we see things getting screwed up in the church, and pastors doing this and pastors doing that, and then we just jump on it. And I don't know how. There's a fine line somewhere in accountability and addressing these things publicly versus lack of grace and lack of mercy. And some judgmentalism, even though you find the facts, you can put them out there, it looks terrible. But I'm like, do we ever hold back? And sometimes I say, well, I could have printed a lot more. Well, I know. But are we just stirring up our own fleshly problems? I don't know. It's just, I can't judge the woman. But I see that, and part of me just gets like, ugh. Yeah, we got problems in the church. Nothing new there. Have you read the New Testament epistles? There's nothing new. There's nothing new under the sun. Solomon's right. New news is just old news happening to new people. I'm finally into the 1900s now, and prepping for teaching world history, which is starting next month for me with high school age homeschoolers. And by God's grace, I'll scale that up in the future and be able to teach way more than 100 at a time. But it's heartbreaking as you go through the history of this nation. And some beautiful things and some amazing things, but horrific things too. And I'm like, this is the same story. The same story could essentially be told in many places around the world. Why? Because of our sin nature, human depravity. That's why. But back to the point today, what Christian trait in the midst of all this craziness and this darkness, increasing darkness in this world, how now shall we live? What Christian trait or traits do you feel like you really need more of? And then the question for all of us is, number one, are we praying and asking God to help us with those things? Are we telling a friend, telling a brother or sister in Christ, hey, I'm really struggling. I need more gentleness in my life. I'm just way too harsh and way too rough. Will you pray for me? Will you ask me how I'm doing when it comes to gentleness, things like that, accountability? But what is it for you? I'd love to hear from you on that today on the phones. 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. In the last segment of the show, I'm going to go through a whole another list with some definitions that I highlighted out of 49 things. I probably highlighted about half of them that I've just given the situation that we're in now as a nation and in the church that I think is important. But I'd love to hear from you. What trait or traits would you really ask God to increase in your life? 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go to our buddy Clay right here in North Carolina. Clay, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Well, hey, brother. God bless you on this Thursday afternoon, which we're thirsting for tomorrow. You know, it's interesting because you were going down the list. I'm thinking it's the same list that I just pulled up when I was hearing you talk about this. If you think about it for a minute, I delivered a message about a little over 2.5 years ago to a bunch of people, and I had taken the time, and I feel that the Lord was allowing me to do this. You know, you think about it. You were reading some of these words, you know, adaptability. You shorten that up 5 letters, it's adapt. I was also, you know, alignment. You know, you shorten that, it's align. And some of these other things, you know, you see the mercy, you know, there's talking about faith. But, you know, there's other words in there that are long, but you can shorten them to, like, courage. Mm-hmm. You know, that's got 7 letters. And we know that 7 is a completion number or perfect number for us to be in where we need to be with the Lord. You know, when Sleepy Joe was elected president, and I know that's not easy because for a lot of people, but he talked about unity. And in that, there probably has been some, but it has not been the completeness that, you know, the Lord would like to see. In unity, you take out the Y and you add the E. We're supposed to unite.
Right, okay? Beautiful.
And also, you take out the Y and the E. We're supposed to be a unit, a godly unit. You know, when we're not have something go your way, aren't we supposed to bless those that persecute you? That's a major thing for me because, you know, with what's been going on with me, somebody will sit there and say, I'm a sorry individual, but we can use other words instead of individual. And I have to be the person that the Lord created me to be.
Sure.
And say, well, God bless you too. I can't sit there. I can't sit there and say, well, you're a sorry individual yourself. It says in the Bible that, you know, bless those that persecute.
Yeah, that's
when
right.
You bring the humble, when you bring the, you know, I liked what the brother said a little bit, unconditional love.
Yeah, so good.
Our Father, God the Father, loved us so much that he sacrificed his Son for each one of us. And I know that's hard because in Hebrews it says that people have drifted away, fallen away, or turned away from, you know, what the planned path that he's had for us from day one when we came out of our mothers. To me, it's, you know, it's about uniting as one body of believers and becoming one unit to do what we need to do to get people to see, say, hey, you know what? He made a change somewhere. What happened?
Right. And I think that's one of those things, Clay, that, and I appreciate you bringing that up because I've got Delphine that also wants to talk about spiritual unity, especially in a world in the nation that's as divided as it is. It's getting deeper and wider. And the scriptures say they'll know your mind, meaning they'll know you're Christians by the way you love one another. And we've really struggled with that inside the church. Being a unit, what are you talking about? They mask, they don't mask. They got the vax, they don't get the vax. They voted for Biden, they voted for Trump. Well, you can't have a unit out of there. Yes, you can. If you set aside those things, which can be important, but they're not ultimate. And you got to look at the ultimate things, which is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, the Holy Scriptures, and then you unite around that. And then we have to learn to have some love and charity and patience on the other things. But that's a great point that you bring up when it comes to the unity and uniting. I appreciate that.
Here's the other thing that I'll share before you get to the other person. It's called the double eye effect. It's the intricate importance of your heart. What is intricately important in your heart that you need to see looking around you being a brother in the Lord or a sister in the Lord? That out. So that to me, you know, heart is
yep. It's another good one.
Important.
Amen. Clay, thanks for calling, buddy. Always good to hear from you.
All right, brother. God bless you, man. Talk to you,
you
later.
You too. All right, have a great afternoon. Let's jump over to Delphine calling in from Raleigh. Thanks for calling so much. Go right ahead.
Actually, the previous caller pretty much said what I wanted to say. To me, the only way to conquer, I mean, to deal with the issues that we're faced as Christians is to unite. As I mean, if I'm weak in a certain area, the next person may have strength in that area.
Yeah.
But I was just listening to all the different callers, and I just felt like if we all united, we could conquer more.
Yeah, that's such an important point, and I really appreciate you calling in and sharing that. Thank you so much. And he didn't steal your thunder. I mean, it's good to hear that again as a reminder. And that's the challenge, because I guarantee you, most of us right now are thinking, how am I supposed to unite and walk in lockstep or hand in hand with another Christian who's got so many different things wrong in their opinions about Biden or Trump or masking or no masking or can you trust the vaccine or can you not or should you be forced to get it or should you not? And those are all important things. And I'm not talking about that you have to have dinner every night with another believer where you have significant differences on significant issues. But if we can unite on the core principles of the faith, then that's when love, that unconditional love and charity and compassion and patience comes in. So that, and then we got to use some wisdom too. So if I'm going to be in a conversation with another believer, I know they're a believer. They profess Christ. They know the gospel. They're born again, but we disagree on some significant issues. Then what do you do? It's to seek peace and pursue it. I think it's Psalm 34, seek peace and pursue it. Or listen to Paul in Romans 12, 18. If it's possible, as far as it depends on that other jerk. No, it doesn't say that. If it's possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with people that agree with you. Nope. Fellow Republicans. Nope. Fellow conservatives. Nope. Fellow people that didn't get the facts. Nope. Live at peace with everyone. That doesn't mean they're going to live at peace with you. But we are called to attempt to live at peace with them. So there are certain believers that I have conversations with, and there's certain places I just don't go with them, because that will break our bond of unity. We will elevate secondary things to primary things, and primary things become secondary things. And the next thing you know, we won't have anything to do with each other, even though we're going to spend eternity with each other in heaven. How messed up is that? And there's a lot of Christian traits that we need to deal with that as well. This is Steve Noble on the Steve Noble Show. We'll be right back.
Oh, angels said from above, you know you make my world light up. When I was down, when I was hurt, you came to lift me up. Life is a dream.
Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show, Theology Thursday, asking what should be a question that we all work through and struggle with and then seek the Lord for in prayer. Is what Christian trait or traits do you really feel like you need help with right now? What do you need more of right now? And yes, we need to have them all, right? That's part of the sanctification process. Yes, we need to be more and more like Christ. I understand, and I agree. But given the situation you're in, I'm in, maybe whether it's political, what's going on with the culture in terms of COVID and vaccines and all that, whatever, where do you feel like you're really lacking? What are you struggling with? And are there some traits as a Christian that perhaps are even more needed right now, given the situation you're in? Like sometimes courage is really, really important. You don't always need courage, but sometimes you really do. Given the situation, you go, man, I really need a lot of courage right now. Or I really need a lot of patience right now. Or I really need a lot of faith right now because I don't see this situation getting any better. And I need faith. So there are times when one is more relevant at a given moment than another. Although we should want them all, just like the fruit of the Spirit or 1 Corinthians 13, all the attributes of love, Colossians 3, 12 through 17, which is what we're talking about putting on as a Christian. Like we've been talking, a lot of people talking about unity, right? That we need unity. So that was in, I've been writing about this in the Daily Dose devotional. Steve, you write a devotional? Yep. Almost 5 days a week, most of the time. But you can get that. Just text the word dose, D-O-S-E. I write just like I speak, by the way. So when you read a 450 page, yikes, nobody's going to read that. I wouldn't read that. 450 word devotional. You can do that in about 3 minutes. And I write like I speak. So when you read it, you're going to, it's like I said it on the air. So I have a very street level language style of writing. But I do that. Just text the word DOSE, D-O-S-E, to 66866. So you text the word DOSE, D-O-S-E, to 66866, and you'll get a quick message back. Just put in your email, and boom, you're on the list. Put on then as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved. Now he's talking, Paul's talking about us and the body, how we should treat each other, which we struggle with, especially with masking and not masking and vaccine and not vaccine and Trump versus Biden, yada, yada, yada. Put on then as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts. Kindness. Humility, meekness, power under control, and patience, bearing with one another. Wow. If one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other. As the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. That's a question I ask myself all the time. I'm like, would anybody describe me as loving? No, Steve, you're bold. You're funny. You're courageous. You speak the truth. Yeah. But if I do all that without love, I'm just a clanging cymbal, right? And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Wow, the peace of God. Imagine that. What trait do you need? Well, let me go through this list. This is our last segment of the show. And I thought these were really, and this is an interesting list because it gives the character quality, the Christian character quality, and the opposite. Which, if you're a simple thinker like me, this helps. I thought this was interesting. Attentiveness versus unconcern. Showing the worth of a person by giving undivided attention to his words and emotions. Hebrews 2:1. Attentiveness. As opposed to me looking at my phone while you're trying to tell me something really important to you. And I look at my phone or I'm distracted. Especially in this world right now where people do not feel connected. They don't feel loved. They don't feel invested in. Attentiveness. And again, I'm not talking about the Constitution here. I'm not talking about Biden. A couple of people on the Facebook Live, not Facebook Live, but my regular Facebook page. Like, I'm like, what Christian trait do you need? And this one person said, prayer for our country to return to our U.S. Constitution. Why are you thinking about the Constitution as a Christian primarily over your own needs to follow Christ and be a good representative of his? Why is the Constitution coming up? Too much focus on the things of this world. That's what I think in that answer. And then somebody else, just a couple answers later, pray Biden gets out. Really? How many of those sacred cows do we need to kill, melt down, smash into some water, and then drink it? Which is what God did with the golden calf in the Moses Sinai fiasco. How many of our... I'm like sitting there going, come on, really? Hey, what do you need as a Christian in order to be closer to Jesus, to be more like Jesus? Oh, we need to follow the Constitution. Oh, we need to pray that Biden gets out. Oh, my goodness. Come, see, do you see the problem? You see the problem? Thank you, Anita, on Facebook Live. The Constitution won't get anyone into eternity with God. Amen. Don't elevate secondary and tertiary things to primary positions. Boldness versus fearfulness. Confidence that what I have to say or do is true and right and just in the sight of God. There's a little test there. Is it right in the sight of God? Compassion versus indifference. Man, investing whatever is necessary to heal the hurts of others. Compassion. Contentment versus covetousness. Realizing that God has provided everything I need for my present happiness. Wow, contentment. It's amazing what we chase after because we're not content. Creativity. I love this one. Versus underachievement. Approaching a need, a task, or an idea from a new perspective. Well, hey, listen, friends. You live in the United States of America, which is now a pagan nation. You live in Babylon. And your job, hopefully, is to be more like Daniel. And so you got to be creative, man. We got to be creative in how we live out our faith in a quickly changing country that is not a Christian nation anymore. It's a pagan nation. Deference versus rudeness. Whoa. Limiting my freedom in order to not offend the taste of those with whom God has called me to serve. Can we show them deference? That person comes to church on Sunday and they're wearing a Joe Biden shirt or I got vax shirt. Can you show them deference and just love them? Or are you going to avoid them? Determination versus faint-heartedness. We need a lot of that. Discernment versus judgment. The God-given ability to understand why things happen. Discernment. What's going on? Discernment in an earthly way is like, okay, I just heard these stories. I get it from Fox. I get it from CNN. I need discernment to be able to actually find the truth in here, to discern, to separate out. Celia on Facebook Live. I love this. Help me be more like Daniel and less like Jonah. Jonah. Let's say Jonah's an evangelical conservative. And Nineveh's the Democrat Party or homosexuals or whatever. You get my point. The people that are crying for everybody's got to get vaxxed. The people that say you got to wear a mask. They're the Ninevites. And you get on the boat and go the opposite direction. Who would go there? I can't stand these people. Why do you sound like Jonah? Endurance versus giving up. We need that. Faith versus presumption. Forgiveness versus rejection. Here's one. This came up earlier. Gentleness. Lord, help me be more gentle. Gentleness versus, what's the opposite? Harshness. Showing personal care and concern and meeting the need of others. I'll put this list up on Facebook Live here in a little bit too, by the way, at the Steve Noble Show. Hospitality versus loneliness. Why did I highlight this one? Because we got all kinds of lonely people out there. Nobody ever stops by anybody's house anymore. When's the last time you had anybody over for dinner? Hospitality. We should be doing this all the time, especially as the days get darker, to encourage one another and love one another and serve one another, one another, one another, one another in the body. And from a gospel perspective, people that are outside the body. Hospitality. Humility versus pride. Holy cow. Joyfulness versus self-pity. That's a good one. Love versus selfishness. Meekness versus anger. Controlling your anger. Back to Michael, I think, who called in earlier about self-control. Wow. Patience versus restlessness. How many of you feel restless, just frustrated, just driving yourself crazy? Joanna on Facebook Live. I get it, sis. I get it, friend. I know you fairly well. I get it. I do. I lose my junk every day doing this job. It's not really, doesn't ever feel like a job, but you know what I mean. Patience. Look, in the end, it's all going to work out. Jesus is coming back. His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And this will all be a distant memory. At best, Mr. Biden. Security versus anxiety. Wow. Structuring my life around that which is eternal and cannot be destroyed or taken away. That's the firm foundation. What did you build your house on today? The news? Joe Biden's press conference? Vaccination rates? Your job? Security versus anxiety. That's important. Sincerity versus hypocrisy. Eagerness to do what is right with transparent motives. Be sincere. Tolerance versus prejudice. This is like real tolerance, okay? Tolerance versus prejudice. Acceptance of others as unique expressions of specific character qualities and varying degrees of maturity. Philippians 2:2. That's inside the body in this case. Tolerance versus prejudice. And the last one, wisdom versus natural inclination. Seeing and responding to life situations from God's frame of reference. Imagine that. So there's a lot that we need, but we need to ask for it. We need to ask for that which we feel we're lacking. And by the way, it's not our lack is not because God's storehouse is run out. We're not lacking in these things because God is somehow not providing them. You have everything you need for a life of godliness, everything in Christ Jesus, everything. And the fruit of the Spirit can kind of encompass all this stuff. We're talking love, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Oh, okay. That's a pretty good list. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. 9 of them. That's pretty good. They're there in abundance. They're available to us all through the power of the Holy Spirit. If we yield ourselves to it, if we ask for it, like wisdom, James said, if you lack wisdom, ask for it. God's going to give it to you. Sometimes it's through your own enlightenment. Sometimes it's through others. Sometimes it's through the word. But all this stuff's available to us. But we have to fight to pull it down on the off the shelf and incorporate it. Which is why I'm glad we went down a lot of different roads today. Whatever it is for you, please pray to the Lord and ask him to help you with it. Because we all need more of some, if not all. And that's our opportunity to show the world what a difference Jesus makes in your life and in mine. All right, we'll be back tomorrow. I'm trying to get Steve Dace on. We'll do a little COVID update. He's just so good on that. And some crazy stuff in India because you know what's happening over there? They have one of the lowest vaccination rates in the world, but they have 2/3 of them that are like have antibodies. Imagine that. This is Steve Noble on the Steve Noble Show. God willing, I'll talk to you again real soon. And like my dad always used to say, ever forward.
Another program powered by the Truth Network.